Do you guys still sing the cheer strawberry shortcake, huckleberry pie? V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. What's huckleberry pie anyway?
Welcome back to Beside Lake Mita. Today on the pod, we got second-generation camper Emma Zaslavsky, joined by her mom, Lisa. Lisa was a camper in the 90s, a former counselor, and frequent Marimita alumni camper. It was so fun to talk to this mother-daughter duo. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Beside Lake Mita and visit us online at BesideLakeMita.com. You can also subscribe to the Beside Lake Mita podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods.
Knit one, roll two!
Emma and Lisa, this one's for you. Let's get into it. Hi, Emma. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. We're so excited to have you.
We are so excited to be a part of it.
I think it's so cool to have multi-generational families on the podcast because my mom and my grandma both went to Marimita, and that's just something that's really close to my heart. So, Lisa, I know that Emma decided to go to camp because of you, but how did you decide to go to Marimita?
Well, I think my first year at Marimita was, 1994, and at that time, all the camp directors would come to your house and kind of give you a pitch about camp and show you a highlight video. And when Sandy came to my house, I just fell in love with him right away. His personality, he was so loving and caring and spunky, and he definitely is what got me to choose Marimita. And I went to camp for 6 years as a camper and then as a counselor, and I've now been going to alumni camp for, I think, 7 years. So I think I have 14 years under my belt now.
Emma, do you like that you get to go to camp and kind of like, do you guys share Marimita very closely?
Yes.
And maybe you can tell her about the first time I took you to visit camp. It was like, I don't know, maybe 3 summers ago. Who did we go up with?
Blake, Hayden, and Ivy Escritus.
Because their moms are friends of mine, right?
Uh-huh.
And Emma, did you just fall in love with it right away?
Yeah.
I know I went up for family camp before actually being there as a camper, and I knew I wanted to go there.
Me too.
So do you each have a favorite activity?
Water skiing and tubing.
I agree.
My favorite activity was definitely, I wasn't a good skier, but I loved skiing, sailing, windsurfing, anything on the waterfront. But I think if I went to camp now, we didn't used to have a high ropes course. I think that would be up there in my favorites. I like to do that when I go to alumni camp.
Yeah, high ropes courses are definitely not my thing.
Get scared. Are you afraid of heights?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like the high ropes course then?
It was really hard, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I also like the color wars, red and white.
Speaking of color wars, Lisa, can you tell me what teams you were on?
I was always a red. I was never a white. And, oh, except until this summer as an alumni, Emma and Jamie and Nick, they played a prank on me because I'm a diehard red and I was an overall red team captain. And Emma knows that I'm red all the way. Her and Jamie and Nick pulled a prank on me to make me a white at alumni camp this summer. So that was my first time being a white.
Did you know it was a prank at first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We sent her a note.
Emma had written me a note before she left camp. I'm pretty sure I still have it in the mudroom on our bulletin board. It was funny.
And then one year, and then one time, I dressed before we found out that we were red or white. I dressed up in all white, and they put white face paint on me, all over me. And we sent pictures of me.
To me. They sent me a picture pranking me that Emma was white.
How did you feel about that, Emma? Like knowing, oh my God, what if I'm white?
Well, she did tell me before I went to camp, if I was a white, she would never let me go to Marinita again. But I knew that was a joke. So I wasn't that scared, because actually if that was real, I would be freaking out.
Yeah, I was always a red, and I was a red team overall captain. And I don't remember, like, when I was a camper, Marinita wasn't as big of a thing as it is now. Because I know you guys get a lot of first 4 week campers, but I think I was mostly a Mita.
Same.
Do you guys have any favorite color war games?
I really liked where you dress up in black.
Oh, Stalk the Lantern?
Yeah. I really liked that. And then I also liked, I really liked all of them, but Stalk the Lantern was my favorite.
How about you, Lisa?
I would say my favorite game at camp was actually not a red and white game. It was a Marinita game. And it's, do you know, Em?
No, what?
Message to Martha.
Oh, Message to Martha is one of my favorites, too.
That was my favorite game. But I also love Stalk the Lantern, which the first time we ever played that, at Marinita, I was a camper, Jackie Solomon. I don't know if you know Jackie, but she was a counselor from South Africa, and she was later one of the directors. She brought that game to camp. So I remember the first time we ever played it at camp, and I loved it, and I love that you guys still play it. But red and white, I love Capture the Flag, Steal the Bacon, like all the kind of, you know, evening activities that went along with it.
So usually Capture the Flag, that's one of my favorites too. But during that, there's a lot of cheering. So what's your favorite song or cheer?
The Red Hot song.
Me too. This team is red hot. This team is red hot. This team is R-E-D, Red H-O-T, Hot. Once we start, we can't be stopped.
Red Hot.
When Emma got home from camp, we spent a lot of time singing the Warner Brothers song.
Go Whites.
Yeah, we sang a lot of that. And we like to have Rosie Diamond babysit, so every time she comes over, we start singing the Warner Brothers song.
So I know you said you were a red overall captain. What was your sing theme?
My sing thing was Nickelodeon. The TV show Doug was like a big Nickelodeon TV show. And his alter ego was Quail Man. And I dressed up as Quail Man. I wore underwear on my head at the sing.
Do you guys have any favorite MTVs?
I don't remember like my senior cabin MTV song. But I remember one year it was Walking on Sunshine, and Jamie Weiser, who's now Jamie Stromberg, she did the lip syncing and she nailed it. She was like one of the best lip syncers at camp when I was there, and I was very lucky to have her on my team.
What about some other favorite camp memories?
I had a cousin who I was close with who She was a red team co-captain. And I can't remember what the theme was, but I was really excited for her. Jamie Roman was her name. She's Jamie Fisher now, but I liked having a big cousin who was a co-captain, and I would say that was one of my most memorable years other than my senior cabin year.
Speaking of cousins, Emma, I know you had some family at camp. How was that?
It was easier because it was my first year and I didn't really know, like, what was going on, and they've been there longer than me.
So it was nice to have that support.
Yes.
Lisa, have you maintained some of the friendships you've formed at camp?
Yeah, some of my best and most closest friends now are my Miramita friends. And not just the girls that were my age, but the girls that were, you know, up to 5 or 6 years older than me. We all go back to alumni camp every year. We love it. It's the best weekend of the year for me. You really just get to go back home and be a kid. And yeah, they're some of my closest friends. I'm on a group text with probably 20 alumni that really helped us, like, get through the pandemic and support each other and provide laughter and encouragement. And those girls are still, they're still like my sisters.
All right. Well, again, thank you guys so much.
You did awesome, Rachel. This is so cool that you're doing it. I love it.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram at Beside Lake Mita or email us at BesideLakeMita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.